You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got somebody quite picky in the studio at the moment. Apparently one...
It's early.
What does that mean? No excuses here.
Breakfast radio.
Well, welcome to you, stranger with your Jeep top.
Hello. Hello, BFM audience.
Yeah, I wonder if the listeners that are tuning in now also tune into the drive show.
I think there's a few true believers out there.
Yeah.
Hanging there all day, listening to like the same song, and then when we come to do the show and drive, they're like, "Heard that a million times, mate. Heard anything else?"
Well, we have got.
I nearly had stereo headphones just then. Shit! You know when you find the wiggle?
Yeah.
Oh. Go.
Oh. Okay.
I'm in. What's up? Gone. Forget about it. We won't talk about that again.
Well, we've got a little treat for you today. Big Hungry.
This is such a weird thing. Can I tell you what I've been told?
Yep.
Bring four songs. What?
Well, if you'd been listening to the show, you'd know. But Alice, I reckon you should set the scene.
Well, yeah, you've pretty much. I mean, you know that you have these four songs, and they have to get you through the tasks that you're going to encounter in this situation.
Okay.
Okay. Should we get
into it? So karate won't fix it. Got to play these four songs.
Karate is not an option.
Okay, cool.
It's not an option.
Unless it's musical karate via...
And I think that's what's about to happen.
Okay.
I think we have to throw down.
Right, well.
I perused my CD collection before I came in. I thought I could do this off Spotify, but it'd be quite cute if I just grabbed my CD collection.
And chuck them at me.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You ready? Are you ready for your situation?
Mine's more... I've got like a bag.
I'm going to set the scene
a little
bit.
Go.
Okay, Cam. You're going on vacation.
Keep the bus above 50.
You've chosen a booze cruise to party your woes away. You wander on board.
Who am I?
With your sunglasses.
Well, okay. You are who you want to be.
Okay, keep going.
Your sunglasses and just four songs to get you through this week of partying at sea.
Partying? Shit. Okay.
You party, right?
Yeah.
As the boat pulls out to sea, you begin to notice a few things. All the passengers seem a bit older than you're expecting. And the onboard entertainment is a Celine Dion tribute act. You're on the wrong boat.
I know who it was. It was the crazy bitch with the candlestick in the gambling area.
You've accidentally wandered onto the oldies cruise, a floating buffet for the least adventurous of retirees.
Okay.
And you're alone.
What's more, the other members of the cruise have noticed you don't belong. You see a few of them eyeing your long hair with distrust.
I've got long hair. That it could happen.
But there's no going back now. You can turn this around. They're a bit older, but maybe...
Sorry about that snort.
Maybe they still want to party.
Yes.
So you decide you're going to play one of your songs to try and get the vibe going.
What do you choose?
Oh, to get the vibe going?
Yeah. You want to get these old people on your side.
You want them to trust your hair.
Oh, this is like a double-edged sword.
What track? All right.
Because I'm one, kind of announcing my scenario, but also getting them on board. Mint.
Carry on.
Hannah just has to load the CD player. Which one are you using? CD2 is not bad.
CD1 I hate. Yeah. CD3 is probably the best.
See, I like CD3, yeah.
Should I?
No, carry on. Okay. I think it's a good CD that you got there. It's an OG copy.
What does that mean?
I stole it from my mum.
You stole this from your mum?
Yeah. Hey, mum, if you're listening, thanks for the CD.
All right, so you're playing this to...
Get them on board,
these older
let
people.
Them know how I feel a bit.
Yeah, and we'll see what their response is, I suppose. Do you feel...
Have you got old people crowd natter and like, buttons and shit? I want these stings.
We're going to play this track.
Well.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Find me a girl who'll stay and won't play games. powder to heal being well. Love's a small word, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
People love that diamond.
And why is that?
Because he's old as hell.
Oh, man. What's the response to that? What's happened in the crowd? Have people taken their shirts off yet? I don't know.
As it finishes, you do look around to see how it's gone down.
Is this a Pick a Path book kind of thing?
A little bit.
I love this book.
Yeah.
There's a lady, she's kind of like tapping her foot, and you see like a couple of the passengers smiling at you.
Even maybe winking.
But your hope is quickly destroyed as the cruise captain angrily strides towards you.
Oh my god, why? Is he upset?
Not a diamond fan.
He tells you he's had some complaints about noise disturbance. It was too loud. Even if it was the diamond, it was too loud.
Yeah. What? And then what kind of cruise ship is this?
He looks you up and down.
It's an old person cruise ship. We talked about that.
He looks you up and down and he asks you how you even managed to get onto this boat. But you find his captain's uniform and his advanced age very intimidating, and you panic and decide to run away.
His advanced age. I do find advanced age intimidating.
Don't we all? As you run, you choose one of your songs to accompany you. What song are you going to use?
While I'm running?
You might be getting a bit sweaty. I don't know. Yep. Maybe you're feeling a drip down your back.
Yeah, I think I've got the tune.
Oh, man.
Shit, I'm just not sure if I've got the right song on this. Who knows? Let's have a look.
He's
this in the player for you, because now I can see the time. Like, I don't want to play you like a 20-minute song on your radio show. Oh, CD1's from a brisky end. Everyone's got a taboo CD.
For the listeners at home, Cam's trying to find a song that isn't 20 minutes long. Just a shorter one. I mean, you don't want to play 20-minute songs and you have to run for 20 minutes.
Yeah, because we're actually going to get you to run in the studio. Like, you're fully in getting into the character.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
Are we ready?
Okay, running away from an angry cruise captain.
Yeah, Did I say the name of the song?
No, you didn't.
Do you want to know it?
Nah, I reckon tell us at the end.
Okay, cool.
So how sweaty is your back?
I'm quite a sweater, so I think right at one of those crescendo parts where the guitar goes, I probably would have jumped off the boat, but it depends on Alice's story.
Oh, well, who were we listening to, though?
That was Trans Am with a song called 7,000 something something regrets. Like, there's a few other numbers in there. It's just like a lot of regrets.
Do you mean 4,000?
Oh, is it 4,700?
And
it's my dyslexia kicking in.
38
regrets. I'm not
regrets.
Actually looking at it, to be fair.
You lost. No, that's a fantastic track.
Tune, yeah. Eh? Tune. Yeah, those guys are a powerful band.
I
really
definitely
tight band.
Be running away from a cruise ship captain to that.
Yeah.
Well, as you're running, you quickly have another regret because you realize the futility of trying to run away on a boat. How are you going to get out of this? And also, the captain is surprisingly spry. You reach the edge of the deck and pause. Which way are you going to go? But suddenly the captain bowls into you, knocking you off the edge, just managing to grab your hand as you fall. You're dangling off the edge of the boat, looking up at the only person who can save you. He's struggling to hold you up.
Because he's spry, but he's weak.
He's one of the, oh, right. I thought maybe he was like a fit Santa kind of looking guy.
He's fast, but not that strong. You know, it's hard to hold a person up by the arm.
He's
Does
got
he look
like
that old
big
guy from
legs
Jurassic Park?
And little arms.
Yeah.
He's got his little cane with the mosquito in it.
Yeah. But what song are you going to play him to give him the strength to pull you up to safety?
Let me just have a look here. What does he want? Strength.
Well, it's your choice. What do you want?
You need to inspire him to save you or you're going to fall into the ocean.
Okay. I might have a tune here. Let's go the first track off this record here.
I'm ready for some strength. Sorry. Interesting.
We're going to Sweden. Hopefully he's Swedish.
You don't know?
I don't know what the captain is in your crazy story you're making up in front of me.
we'll just have to find out. All right, here we go.
Bye.
really hard. Very jolly.
I think at this point we're just scuzzing beers down the galley or whatever. Which mate says. He lifted me up on like the first verse.
Nah.
Yeah, is he dead?
Nah. The captain listens to your song. He looks down at you, considering the power he has over you at this moment. You look into his eyes, searching for a spark of sympathy, any ounce
Kiss
of humanity.
Him. Kiss him.
But you see nothing but the cold, dead eyes of a man who has spent his life at sea.
Far out, Evie.
So you ready?
He lets you go and you fall into the rough ocean. The waves pull you under and you sink to the bottom.
I am Moby Dick.
Gulping your last breath, you manage to play your final song.
Okay.
That you will ever play.
Hard out. I've definitely brought one of those. This is probably my favorite song in the history of life.
All right. Why?
But you better play it from the beginning. Or I will play it. Reach over there and I'll end your life. And that's an expensive CD as well. Be careful.
No, I'm joking. What track are we playing?
Track dos. Two. Track two. See.
Tell us about this track, though.
I found this sweetie. Got it by the cover at Real Groovy. It was like a $2 bargain.
It's a beautiful little weird thing.
By an Australian composer, and it's an Australian surf soundtrack from back in the 70s, and cool. It's got some just the best songs on it. The guy's name is Peter Martin, and you're going to turn the fader up, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go runner. Yeah, sweet.
So you're dying now.
Yeah, this is a beautiful thing.
Runner, are you chasing the whole game? Chasing the whole damn world.
Rip Cam. Thanks so much for bringing in those tracks. That last one was amazing.
That's awesome, mate. It's awesome.
Treasure that CD. Yeah?
Yes,
treasure that.
Very much so.
Make sure you give it a polish.
You don't have to tell me.
Alrighty.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.